This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Monday, 13 July 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a warm day across Israel. In Tel Aviv, the sun is shining brightly. Jerusalem enjoys clear skies, while Haifa remains pleasant with a gentle breeze. A perfect day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, according to Walla, Europe may run out of jet fuel with only 1 month of supply left. This follows the end of a fragile ceasefire between the US and Iran, with ongoing conflicts over the Strait of Hormuz. Also, earlier today, Israel Hayom reports that former Palestinian minister Ashraf Al-Ejrami claims Trump's plan in Gaza is not being implemented. He states Israel controls 70% of the strip, with Hamas maintaining its grip. Also this hour, Times of Israel reveals that Israeli-founded tech unicorn Redis is set to reduce its Tel Aviv workforce by 25%. The company plans to cut around 75 local employees. Separately, i24 News reports that Likud has finalized its primaries rules with reserved slots for Netanyahu. And finally, from earlier today, JNS notes that Israel-Lebanon talks are contingent on dismantling Hezbollah. The discussions will test a U.S.-brokered plan involving IDF pullbacks. Here's what people are saying online. Ayal Yaakobi, an Israeli journalist, posted just minutes ago that the UAE is creating a route to bypass the Strait of Hormuz entirely. Ariel Osseran, a Middle East correspondent, noted that the Saudi-led coalition engaged a Houthi missile attack on the southern region earlier today. Open Source Intel, a conflict monitoring account, reported that Houthi media claims 6 missiles targeted Saudi Arabia's Abha airport. The situation remains unconfirmed. Let's go deeper into these stories. Starting with the report from Walla, Europe faces a potential jet fuel shortage. This comes as the US and Iran engage in renewed military actions following a ceasefire breakdown. The Strait of Hormuz, a critical oil transit route, remains a battleground. This could lead to increased fuel prices and travel disruptions in Europe. Turning to the Palestinian narrative from Israel Hayom, Ashraf Al-Ejrami criticizes the lack of progress on Trump's Gaza plan. He highlights that the ongoing control and conflicts in the Strip hinder any meaningful change. The stalemate affects humanitarian conditions and prospects for peace. Meanwhile, the Times of Israel highlights the economic impact on the tech sector. Redis plans significant layoffs in Tel Aviv as part of global downsizing. This reflects broader challenges in the tech industry amid shifting economic conditions. It signals potential instability in the local job market. The Likud party's move, reported by i24 News, shows political maneuvering ahead of elections. Netanyahu's reserved slots aim to strengthen leadership control. This decision could shape the party's electoral strategy and influence voter dynamics. Finally, JNS sheds light on the high-stakes Israel-Lebanon talks. The focus is on reducing Hezbollah's influence. Success in these talks could stabilize northern borders and impact regional security dynamics. On the economic front. First, Israel Hayom Business reports that oil prices have risen by 5% due to the maritime blockade on Iran. Despite this, the Tel Aviv Stock Exchange has remained stable, while Wall Street sees slight declines. Separately, Globes reveals that the Transport Minister Miri Regev is pushing to appoint Avner Flor as Israel Railways chair. Flor is a close associate of Regev, currently acting as CEO of the organization. And finally, CTEC highlights the ongoing battle over the Strait of Hormuz. Conflicting statements from Washington and Tehran leave shipping companies wary. Decisions are now driven by perceived risks rather than official declarations. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 10:00 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin, was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.